sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. My license number is 47388. Doesn't have as many digits as most people's license. Been selling homes right here in the metro for 40 years. I love what I do. And there are a lot of aspects to home selling and things that you need to pay attention to. And today you are going to get to ask questions of somebody that installs and monitors protective systems for the home. So security systems, video monitoring, that kind of thing. And so we have with us today Jerry Higginbotham. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning, Becky.
Okay. So you do commercial and residential.
Yes, we do.
Security. And I think my scheduler assistant, Deb, who schedules my guests for the show, met you at the Home and Garden Show, right?
That's correct. Yes,
we met there. Okay. She goes out there every year and finds people that we think would be really great guests for our show. And we've not had a home security person on before.
Well, good. I'm glad to be the first.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you are, too. Higginbotham. My kids went to school with a bunch of Higginbothams at Putnam City.
It's Bottom, B-O-T-T-O-M.
Higginbotham. No, yeah. They didn't go to school with those.
Yeah, a lot of people confuse
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Higginbotham. The name of your company is Dragon Security, and I'm just going to give out your phone number so that if people want to call you after we get off the air, if they have specific questions, because home security is kind of a personalized thing. But the number, of course, is 405. But it's 821-9768.
Yes.
Boy, you and Exceptional Carpet Cleaning. You used almost every number we have in your phone number. No repeatings or anything. Okay. So it's 821-9768. I'll give that number out one more time in case you guys want to call Jerry directly. And if you have a question about home security, if you're kind of thinking about upgrading yours or installing one, we're not going to try to sell you a home security system today. But what we want to do is discuss the types available, the type of monitoring. There's different types of monitoring, and just anything you guys have a question about. So let's just kind of get started. How did you get started in the home security business?
Well, I got started back in 1997. I answered an ad for employment.
Oh,
knew nothing about the security business. And but been in it ever since. I love it. You know, when you have somebody call you up and thank you for saving their life or saving a life of one of their family members, or that's real meaningful. That really makes a difference in how you think about the business and want to stay in it.
Do you know, I'm going to tell you a story. Back many, let me think, that child is now 37. And she was less than two. So 35 years ago, home security systems were not real prevalent.
Yes, they weren't. They were pretty expensive back then.
They were expensive, and they weren't real common. But I installed one at my house, and my boys are wrestlers, big-time wrestlers. And we went to a wrestling tournament early. We had an older daughter that stayed with the two little kids, which were a baby and two, something like that, years old. And we woke her up and said, we put the little kids in our bed because we knew that he would sleep longer. And then we put Tish in our bed. And closed the door. There was no light in there. And we thought, oh, they're probably going to sleep almost until we get back. Because, you know, at wrestling, you got to kind of go to weigh in like at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we got up really early, went down to the fairgrounds. And then I get this phone call about 9:30 or 10, something like that. And it's Tish telling me, Becky, someone tried to break into the house. Now, Tish was a foster daughter that we had. And the alarm, I woke up. Emily told me that there was policemen in our house. And someone had kicked in the front door and come in. It was snow on the ground. There were two of them because there were two footprints through the house and two footprints out the back door. So when the alarm went off, the guys that came in the front door went out the back door to escape so they wouldn't be seen, because it was pretty uncommon to hear an alarm back those days. And I will tell you, I'm afraid that had they gotten back to the master bedroom, which is where most people go to get things because the jewelry and stuff's there usually, I might have come home to three bloody spots in my bed.
That's very possible. I know when you have a confrontation at a house and there's a burglar or a thief in there, you don't know what that criminal is going to do.
Well, they're probably scared to death if they find somebody in the house.
Yeah, I've been in homes where there's actually been shootouts inside the home.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, I was at this house where this fellow left his windows open, get some fresh air through the house. Well, it only takes about 5 or 6 inches for somebody to get their head through a window when it's open. And anyway, this guy was wanting to rob their, or steal their car, but he came in the house. And, of course, the homeowner confronted him with his pistol. The thief took it away from him. And,
dear.
The wife, this is the strange part about it, the wife did knitting. Well, the thief had the homeowner's wife knit some rope so he could tie the husband up and tied him up with it. And it's real flimsy anyway, you know. So the homeowner laying in there on the bed tied up with this. Of course, he breaks it loose and grabs a shotgun out of his closet, and he and the thief have a shootout, a shotgun and a pistol, and they're about 30 feet from each other. Neither one of them shot each other.
Oh, really bad shots, weren't they?
Yeah. Wonder they didn't shoot the wife.
I know,
she was in the same room.
Right. Or go through a wall and shoot somebody else.
That's correct. I have so many people, when I talk to them about security systems, I say, well, I got Colt 45, protects me. I've got the shotgun. Well, what if they take it away from you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're prepared for that.
Right.
You know, if they break in and they know you're at home, possibility of being at home, they're ready to take some action. And
it's best if they kind of get scared off before.
That's correct. Stop it before it happens.
Right.
That's the best thing to do.
Well, that alarm system, I think, saved my kids' lives.
I have no doubt that it probably did.
And we never did find out who it was that came into the house. But the police, the nice part about that was that back then, since very few people had alarm systems, they responded very quickly to the break-in. So, you know, at least they did show up. But that was probably pretty frightening but to the kids that had policemen in the house when they woke up. So,
yeah. Nowadays, there's alarm systems available to where if there's a situation like that and the alarm sounds, the people in the house can actually have a two-way conversation through the touchpad to the folks at the monitoring station.
Wow.
And that helps with children.
You know something, we're going to talk a lot about how much does a security system cost, what type of equipment you really need, and do you need professional monitoring or can you just do the DIY stuff? And we're going to go get into that right after we have a break. And we're going to invite folks to call if you have a question. Anything about alarm systems, just give us a call at 840-1000, 840-1000. And we'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And We are here today with the owners of Dragon Security, Jerry Higginbottom. And Jerry, I want to invite people to call if they have a question.
Okay.
Anything about security, I feel like now's the time you can answer it, right?
Sure.
Okay. And then I wanted to see if I wanted to congratulate one of our favorite people, and that's Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Dean is not here today because he is braving the 80-degree weather in Florida as he is being honored for being in the President's Club at SWBC Mortgage, and that is the top very few percent of their mortgage originators. And so I'd like to congratulate Dean. He did let me know he's unable to call in because he's going to be in a session this morning, a little celebration ceremony. But the government rates for FHA and VA are 4.625 or maybe 4.75, depending on your credit scores. And then conventional rates are still under 5% as well. So mortgage interest rates are lower than any of us thought they would be at this time of the year. So SWBC Mortgage, if you want to make application online, just go to Dean Riddell, homeloans.com. Riddell is R-I-D-D-E-L-L, two L's, two D's, Dean Riddell, homeloans.com. And to call and leave him a message, just call him and tell him, congratulations, Dean, on making that President's Club. Yeah. You can call Dean anytime at 858-7770. Okay. Let's take a phone call. Joan. Good morning, Joan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
I have a question for Jerry about security systems. I have four children. I live in Edmond, and we recently moved our home, and when we did, we had to get a new system, and I feel like I don't know if I have enough, I don't know if I have too much. It seems to me like, how do you prioritize what to buy for a security system?
Oh, well, boy, that's a great question, isn't
that's
it?
That's a question a lot of people struggle with, but what I always recommend is that the first thing that you do is you want to protect your entry doors. That's the very first thing. All your entry doors need to be protected. And a lot of people forget about that side garage door. That gets them into your garage, sure. Gets them into your attic hatch. Once they get in your attic, they can pop down in any room they want. So you want to protect all entries into your home. Now, the second thing to think about are your windows. And not everybody protects the windows. They want to sometimes prioritize them. If you're going to do that, what you want to do is protect the windows of your children first, especially smaller children. You want to protect their windows before you protect any others.
And, you know, some windows are fixed and some are operators that will, you know, open.
That's correct.
With screens and stuff. Do you prioritize the operators before you go to the fixed?
Well, they're both easy to protect. That are fixed, you can put a glass break sensor in. A glass break sensor is a device about the size of a deck of cards. And it will sense glass breaking in a 15 to 20 foot radius all around it. So one of those devices protects a whole room full of windows.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it works very easily. Just senses for the sound of glass being hit, low frequency, and then a tinkling sound, and sounds the alarm immediately. Another way, of course, is with the window switches. You raise the window up and down, and that turns it. That sounds the alarm.
Are those still magnetic?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a magnetic switch. Yes. And then the next thing you want to think about on the windows is think about the window that's farthest away from your master bedroom, the one that you're least likely to hear broken while you're in bed. Okay. And some people don't have to worry about that much because they might have a little dog in the house. And that's a good combination, an alarm system and a dog. Because if somebody breaks your window, your dog's probably going to start barking. And I know some don't. Some will just lick the thief to death if he comes in. I've had that happen.
Right.
But a little dog barking like that will help. And then you think about the windows in priority as going back closer to the master bedroom. Okay. And some people think, well, I don't need to protect the windows in the master bedroom because I'm there. And if they break the window, I'll wake up. Well, of course you will. But what can happen sometimes is a thief will, if they know that you have valuables that you keep in the bedroom, and jewelry and cash, things like that, what they'll do is they'll break into the windows of the master bedroom, steal those things, never go to the rest of the house, and then go back out those windows so you never have an alarm sound. And so when you're told you need to protect that, it's usually not because someone's just trying to sell you more devices. It's because it's a real, real threat if you have valuables in your master bedroom.
Right.
And Jerry, I have another question about that. Do you need video? I mean, a lot of the companies I talk to were trying to push this expensive video equipment. Is there a better option for video that you could have? And then I always see on TV when they have the people on video, it's grainy. So is there a better quality system you can get?
Yeah, there's a big difference in video. And some of those things that you see that are real grainy, especially for businesses, is because they've got the really old equipment, and they need to update it.
Even the stuff you buy, I mean, you can buy a do-it-yourself kit at Sam's with seven or eight cameras to it, and that video is not grainy. So it's the old equipment that's pretty grainy, right?
Yeah, it's the old stuff.
Okay.
The new equipment, the new cameras, you don't run into that. Unless they try to save space on their hard drive, on their storage, and they want it to record for one second and then not record for 2 seconds, then you see this herky-jerky movement. But you mentioned the do-it-yourself cameras that you buy on the retail side. Those are good. I've been into many houses where those have been installed and you got wires hanging everywhere, or they try to put wireless devices up and they're not working. And, you know, who's going to come out and fix those?
Well, and you know, it doesn't really cost that much to have a professional install a system, does it?
No. As a matter of fact, it's about the same. You know, cameras nowadays don't cost that much.
Okay.
And, you know, you can put cameras all around the house, protect all around the perimeter with about four cameras.
Right.
That usually does it unless the house is built in lots of alcoves and things on the outside. But, cameras don't cost that much. And now cameras on the inside of the house, that can be done also. They cannot be put in restrooms or in bedrooms. That's not allowed.
Right. And,
but it's nice to be able to see when your children come home who they came home with.
Right. Well, I will tell you something. We deal with this a lot in the real estate business with cameras in the home. I tell my agents, always assume that you're being listened to and watched when you go up to a door and when you go into a home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your client can say anything they want to, but you'd better watch what you say because it's being recorded many times. So cameras are so easy to come by now and they use the nanny cams to see, well, what did the people think of my home that's for sale? They want to hear what it is. I will tell you the most, pets are some of the funniest thing on videos because our clients, when we list their home, they will tell us how their pets behave, but what they don't know is how their pets behave with strangers in the house. And they will say, oh, well, you'll never see this cat because she stays under the bed when anybody comes in. Mm-hmm. Well, she stays under the bed when company comes over when they're home. But she comes and rubs up against everybody when we're showing the house and tries to get out the door. So that sometimes our clients learn an awful lot about their own pets with these cameras.
Yeah. There's you got to assume you're always on camera. As a matter of fact, one thing that's available for cameras and not a lot of people know about it is a light bulb. We have a light bulb that you screw in, and it has a camera in it, which is a 360-degree camera. And you can take that 360-degree view, and you can disassemble the video on it and take slices. Look right at somebody's face, no matter where they are in the room.
You know, in storage of data, is so much cheaper than it used to be. And that's one reason why the motion-activated sensors are on lots of times, is because to save on that data storage. But anymore, you can store so much data for almost for free that you don't really have to do that.
Yeah, we almost always make a motion-activated.
Yeah, so...
Is his number on your website or something where I could call him?
It is not, but I'm going to give it to you. It is 821-9768. And Jerry with Dragon Security is a wealth of knowledge. So call him, see what he thinks. We're going to see you guys on the other side of the news break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. I'm going to give you my phone number at the office. How's that? It is 722-3232. My team and I list properties, sell properties, escort buyers around, help buyers find properties, and do property management. That's what we do day after day, day in, day out, and we love it. I will tell you right now, we have, usually we have a certain number of listings, and then about a third to a half of those are typically under contract at any one time. Right now it's opposite. We've got a limited number of listings, and we have all kinds of pending contracts. We seem to sell them right after we get them listed. So if you're needing your house sold, we could use the listing, and you guys could use a quick sale and for top dollar. So we would appreciate you giving us a call or go to BeckyIvins.com. Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word I write up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you've got to get in my way. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to give you a good evaluation on your roof. We use them all the time. Every time we list a house, pretty much, unless it's got a really new roof, we will send Robbins Roofing out to check the roof so that we can kind of avoid any kind of misunderstanding on a listing. They will work your insurance claim for you and be sure to get you everything that you deserve. They're not going to defraud your insurance company, by the way. They will definitely get every penny that you've got coming to you, and they will handle the multiple disciplines on an insurance claim. So as spring is coming up soon, we hope, the volatile weather is likely to come in. So we need to call Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Just write that down and stick it by your telephone, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is security. Security, the state of being free from danger or threat. It's really more of a, not really the state of being security, but it's a little bit more of the feeling of being free from danger or threat, to ward off danger or threat, security. So I have with me today in studio Jerry Higginbottom with Dragon Security. And you've been in the security business for decades.
Yes.
So you can answer questions, not just about your product, but other products, anything that we've got questions about, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you have a question for Jerry or for me, just give us a call at 840-1000. And we do have a couple callers waiting. Danny, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. Do you have a question?
I do. Hey, can you tell me what I'm not sure what the difference is between a smoke detector that came with my house when I had it built and one that when I purchased an alarm that the alarm company wants to sell me?
Boy, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, let me kind of interject something there. In the summer of 1993, the building codes started requiring that we have hardwired smoke detectors in our houses. So if you live in a house built prior to that, you probably don't have hardwired smoke detectors. And first of all, what's the difference in a hardwire and a regular old smoke detector that's kind of sitting there with a battery?
Well, the smoke detectors that you buy out of the retail store that have a battery in them, they're just going to be making noise, just like a hardwired one is, that is usually typically put in houses. And those smoke detectors are just making noise while you're laying on the floor overcome by smoke. You want one that's monitored. And they're calling for help.
Or they'll call the fire department.
Right. But there's two different kinds of smoke detectors that are mainly used. And one is the ionization smoke detector. And you'll find those in a lot of houses. And what that smoke detector does is look for particles that are less than 1 micron in size. Well, most household fires have a lot of black smoke, little smoldering fires. And a photoelectric smoke detector that most alarm companies use is designed to detect smoldering fires. That particle's bigger than 1 micron. It has that big black smoke and everything. And I tell you, if you really want to see a great demonstration of that, you can go to YouTube and look up the aquarium test. And it will amaze you what the difference is between the ionization smoke detector and the photoelectric smoke detector. You will be simply amazed when you see that demonstration.
Okay. So, but the basic difference is that some are monitored. The ones you put in are monitored by
correct.
The monitoring station.
Correct.
And they will send help if you have a fire.
That's correct.
Do they call you first?
Before they send the fire department out? They send the fire department, and then they call you.
Okay, because that way they can abort the fire department if you've just overcooked your bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better to do it that way. I will give you a quick example of a strange thing that happened. I had a lady that we put a heat detector in her kitchen. You can't put the smoke detectors in there because, like you say, burning the bacon. Well, she had put some of this chemical in her microwave to warm it up, the chemical that you put your fingernails in when you want to do them.
Oh, the paraffin stuff, yes.
She got it hot, and when she opened the microwave door, flame shot out, and it caught her hair on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so she's down on the floor in shock. It just so happened that that heat detector was right above her head, and that flash of heat sounded the alarm and saved that lady's life. So you just can't be too careful about fire, and it's always that's the next level of protection that we were talking about after you do your windows and things like that, is think about life safety, which one is fire.
Yeah,
very
no
important.
Kidding. Fire and smoke.
Fire, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The smoke is what gets you. Typically, people are lying in bed. Your alarm sounds, and the house is already on fire, and you raise up, and when you stand up on the floor, now you got your head up in that toxic smoke. You take a deep breath, and you're back down on the floor.
Wow.
So it's best to detect it before it gets to that situation.
Danny, did we answer your question?
You did. Do you have carbon monoxide detectors, too?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. That's very important.
Are those monitored as well?
Yes, they're monitored as well. We call the fire department on those.
That's really good because that's the silent killer right there, is that carbon monoxide.
It is. It is. And I had a lady in Norman call me a few years ago, and she and her family thought they were sick. They had the flu, and they went to the doctor and got some medicine. They came home that night, and the carbon monoxide detector sounded the alarm. And she called me the next day and said we would have all died if we hadn't had that.
Wow.
That's what sold me on the industry a long, long time ago.
Yeah. So, and you know, most of the time, a security system is really a little bit of a bother because you have to set it, you have to unset it, it gets set off accidentally and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like almost like car insurance. Most of the time, you don't need it. You're just paying for it. Mm-hmm. But boy, when you need it bad.
You want it to work.
Yeah. And you want it to work for
yeah.
sure.
Well, you know, nowadays you can turn your alarm system on or off with your cell phone.
Right.
And
right.
The systems that we sell have what's called a geofence. And what that means is that if you get, say, a quarter mile away from your home and you're the last person to leave the home, it will send you a text and say, hey, Becky, arm that alarm system. You forgot. And you can just arm it from your phone.
You know, we've got that at our office. And in fact, my son-in-law, who we office together, my daughter and I do, and we, he called us and said, hey, this was last Saturday. Hey, have you guys been at the office? And we actually had a workman at the office. And I said, how did you know that? And he said, well, I know every time that door's opened and closed. And who's opening and closing it? And it showed that we were there, but he thought we were at home. And we were, actually. Mm-hmm. Our workman is a family member that we gave the alarm code to. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to have complete control over your home or your business.
Without
even,
being
there.
Close, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we've got another caller with a question. Kevin, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I've got two dogs, and my wife, God bless her soul, has a cat.
I'm with you, Kevin.
should I get a motion detector in my house, or will those animals set that off?
Well, sometimes it depends on the size of the dog and where you place the motion detector.
Hey, I've seen some cats big enough to set off.
Yeah, there are motion detectors that are pet immune, and what you want to do is make sure that your animals cannot get within 6.5 feet of that motion sensor. So if you put the motion sensor in, say, a corner of your room, you don't want to have a desk or some kind of cabinet where it can get within 6.5 feet in any direction to the motion detector.
Boy, things have come a long way, haven't they?
Yeah.
I've got another question for you real quick. We're currently building a house. So at what point during the build do you want to go ahead and get that alarm installed?
Well, the best time to do it, if you're putting a hardwired system in there, is after the electrician is finished and the house is dried in and everything. But nowadays, it's the wireless systems are even more popular because you can put them in at any time. Mm-hmm. On those, what I would do is put those in when you start thinking about putting appliances in. You're putting your chandeliers in, things like that, that a thief can come in and steal. Because you can lose several thousand dollars by losing new appliances that you put in your home.
Builders do that. They lose things all the time. I know I'm a member of the Sales and Marketing Council at Home Builders, and a lot of builders are now putting video surveillance systems in temporarily during the final stages of building to catch the thief and to save their appliances and their heater and their air conditioner and stuff like that during the build. And then they'll go ahead and take them out. They just have a temporary system. They kind of move from one spot to the next.
Yes,
and their alarm company kind of helps them with that because most of the time people will leave the system in the house and pay for it and get monitoring.
Yes, yes, we do that.
Yeah.
And I've done that for many years, actually.
So we always have had English Mastiffs, which are bigger than you are, Jerry. Yeah. So motion sensors just wouldn't work for that because they're the size of a human.
Yeah, they're too big.
Yeah, they're too big.
The way motion sensors are set off with most of them are dual technology. They'll have infrared detection and also microwave detection. And a big dog like that will set off both of them.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is just forget the motion sensor and put glass break sensors around the house to protect all your window openings.
A little bit is it's a little bit funny to think about that you need anything when you've got one of those dogs. But
I had a customer that had two German Shepherds in his house, and the thieves opened the window and the German Shepherds wanted outside. They jumped out of the window.
Oh my goodness!
And then of course the thief went around the front door and kicked it in.
Oh,
wow. The dogs couldn't get back in the house.
How funny. That's not funny at all.
No, it's
but,
not
I mean,
funny
thieves
at all,
are pretty clever. Yeah. I mean, they come with dog treats in their hand.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, Kevin, we thank you very much for your question, and we're going to return with our Smoking Hot Deals right after this message with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Becky Ivins, your host, and we are here with Mr. Jerry Higginbottom of Dragon Security, and I'm going to give his number out one more time. It is 821-9768. He has a wealth of knowledge, whether you've already got another security system, you need to update yours. He is one that's going to try to answer your questions without trying to sell you the farm. And I appreciate that. We are rounding the bend and headed toward home. Our time's going by pretty fast, Jerry. So I want to ask you a few questions, and we'll just have a rapid fire. How's that?
Okay.
About how much does a home security system cost? Let's just use as an example about a 2,000-square-foot home.
Probably about $500 to $600 to install.
Okay, good. What does monitoring typically cost?
Monitoring can be anywhere from $30 on up. Just depends on what you want to get done.
Yeah, I think yours is like $29.
Oh, we start at
right?
$29, yeah.
Yeah. And do you need to sign a contract with a security system in order to get monitoring?
No, you don't.
A lot of people make that mistake.
The reason you sign a contract, though, is to keep your installation cost lower. If you don't have a monitoring contract, it helps subsidize the installation, and you pay more at the installation time.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. So most contracts are 3 years. Are yours 3 years?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have a question about moving. I deal with this all the time. Someone has signed a contract, then they need to sell their house, and they're afraid, or they forget to tell me, which is the worst thing of all, that there's a contract on that has to be paid off before the house can be sold, or else you've got to take the equipment out, and there you've advertised the house with a security system.
Well, most of the time, if you have a security system and you're moving, the security company will give you a move, cancel the contract at your previous house, but start a brand new one at your new house.
Can you start one that's already got equipment in it, a security
that's
equipment
correct.
In there?
That's correct.
You can take over that.
Yes, and we do have no contract also.
Okay. What is a reason someone might want to get a security system for their home?
Well, protect their family, for one thing.
Right.
That's the biggest thing, and also to protect the assets you have.
Yeah.
If you have a fire, you can catch it before it gets real bad.
And I'm thinking if you travel quite a lot, you probably should have a good security system.
If let's say a wife is left at home at night with small children and you're gone most of the time, I would definitely recommend a security system in that situation.
Okay. Or the husband is at home with the kids and the wife travels.
That's right.
We get that a lot more nowadays, too. Do you need a landline for your security system to work?
No. No.
How does that
work?
We
don't use those. We use our security system uses the emergency side of the cell towers to communicate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You don't even have to have a cell phone?
No.
Oh.
No. The alarm system has a cell communicator within it. Hmm. And it sends a package of information to the monitoring station.
So you don't even have to pay the $10 a month or whatever is minimum on a cell phone bill anymore.
No, you don't have to have a cell phone.
Well, that's pretty terrific, actually.
Yeah, you don't have to have a landline.
Okay. What if you know that you might be moving next year? How can you kind of protect yourself before signing a three-year contract?
Well, most companies, what we do is we just give you a free move.
Oh.
Because we want you, and most companies do, they want your new business, and they want to sign up to people at the house you move from.
Right.
So they get extra customer that way.
Yeah. What other information do you want people to know about the security business?
Well, what I want you to know is that the security industry is not an industry that tries to sell you on something you don't want. And what we do is try to ask you questions about how you live your life, the things you want to protect most, and let you actually design your security system by telling us what you need and how you live your life, because a security system should not be something you should have to change your life to live with. The security system should be customized to how you live your life.
Right. Do you know how do you avoid getting those charges for false alarms? Because, well, you know, the police department charges you.
They do after so many false alarms, they will.
Right.
But most of the time, unless you become a nuisance, everyone's glad nothing really happened.
Do you know something? I told you I was going to tell you a quick story.
Uh-huh.
I was working with a friend of mine up in a garden at a wedding chapel that we own. And we were planting some rose bushes and just kind of having a good time. It was hot, hot, hot outside at the time. And we took our shoes off to go inside to kind of cool off and get some cool water. Our alarm system at my office was exactly the same as the ambush code at the wedding chapel. So I plug in the alarm. It turns off. I don't think anything of it. We go inside, get a cool drink of water. And I mean, it just like 30 seconds later, here come two police officers with guns drawn because I'd put in the alarm system.
You put in your dress code.
My dress code happened to be two people that I've sold property to, so they didn't shoot me. But security systems are a big deal. Mr. Gannon, you're playing me out, it sounds like. So we're going to thank you for being here. If you guys want to call me during the week, it's 722-3232. And we'll return with more next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
News Radio 1000 KTOK AM and KXXY FM 96.1 HD2, Oklahoma City.